Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable. You get me digging into these numbers. There is not a Commanders quarterback that has over 100 career touchdowns since Rippin.
Damn.
The top five.
Also because they haven't stuck with one long enough.
Sure. Cousins is at 99. So if you had kept Kirk around, he would have gotten there. Mm-hmm. Maybe if Robert never gets hurt. There's a lot of factors to it, and I'm cognizant of that. But the fact that your top five quarterbacks passing. Now, this is touchdowns. If you did yardage, you'd be very skewed because people throw a lot more now and they play more games now.
Now, because back in the day, it was more about running.
Well, hell, even if you just look at yardage, the only dude that cracks it is Kirk in the top five.
Yeah, I think it's a total – it's a little skewed based off of today and what it was in yesteryear.
Totally.
Yeah.
Touchdowns is a little more fair because there's still that challenge in touchdowns. Sammy Ball with 187, then Sonny with 179. Joe T, 160. Joe T with 60. Kilmer with 103 and Rippin with 101. We are very excited. In just a moment here, I think we're going to be joined on the BetQL guest line by Kadri Ismail. Of course, you can follow Kadri on X at I Am Kadri Ismail. Kadri, what's up, man? Thanks so much for making time for us.
Man, this is the A team. Y'all got a good team now. So now I got to be careful what I say when I'm talking with the A team. And y'all got a good team now to cover.
What's up, brother, man? How you doing?
I feel like we know you well enough. You're not going to be too careful with what you say.
What are your thoughts of the Commanders since you've been watching them lately?
Exciting, explosive, refreshing. There's this surprising, renewed sense of we can win games. I think in the past it seemed like it would be good, positive energy until things kind of fell apart, but I don't see that happening. I see you guys are competitive. The Commanders look like they're a good football team.
Specifically, and Kadri, we all used to work together back in the CSN days. Obviously, you're doing a ton of coverage surrounding Ravens game day, the Purple pregame show, all of it. How different does it seem? And it's only five games. You don't want to get too far out in front of you know, the cart in front of the horse, whatever the hell the saying is. But how different does it seem that Washington has a real quarterback?
Well, it's everything. I think part of the mindset of the NFL, especially today's game, is what do you have at the quarterback position? I mean, we've seen it, you know, throughout the league, whether it been, you know, the Jets and what they're going through even to today. But then you also look at, say, Cleveland, who you guys dismantled. I say you guys, you know what I mean, the Commanders. Yeah. They whooped up on them. 34-13, that's a butt whooping. But with that said, what I'm seeing is that all of the things that the Commanders went through to present day with their quarterback carousel, it seems like there is this stability there. Jaden Daniels is such a young, bright, but yet composed quarterback. And that's where I think you guys can look at this team and say, okay, they're for real. They're not just a team that's like getting lucky with wins. No, they're playing, and they're playing well.
Kyrie, you've been up there in Baltimore for a long time, and it's been stable as hell, and I think it allowed players just to focus on that. How important is that when you look at the new group that has come in, where these players now all they talk about is football? Before, they had to talk about everything under the damn sun.
Huge. It's culture. It's the vision of the organization that kind of puts a front office staff together that then goes out to say to their scouts, here's who we're looking for. Those particular players then come onto the team. They all kind of look at each other like, huh, we're all like-minded. We want to do the same things. And then that culture within the locker room is what, you know, fosters the actual art of playing on the field. And what I mean by that is that when games get tight, you don't look and point fingers at one another. You don't get selfish with one another. You say, hey, look, I think I can make a play. I know I can make that block. I know I can. And then you get a whole bunch of I cans that come together as a cohesive unit. Next thing you know, you got yourself an opportunity to win a game. And I think that's the fine line with the NFL. Every team that has a really good quarterback has a chance to win. But then you talk about organizationally and supporting one another within the locker room as well. That's when you have winning records.
Talking with our friend Kadri Ismail here on the BetQL guest line. Dude, so I want to – obviously what's happened in Washington is pretty different right now. At least it, I'm guessing for all the games where the burgundy and gold is traveled up 95 to M&T Bank, Ravens fans, media, yourself, a guy that won the Super Bowl with the organization, there's never been a whole lot of nerves when Washington travels up there over the last 10, 15 years. What is the feeling this year? Maybe not nerves, but they know they got a ball game coming to town.
I think that's it. You know, even when John Harbaugh in his post-game presser, you just beat up on – well, I shouldn't say beat up on. You had a very exciting, entertaining game against a division opponent in the Bengals. And he's like, all right, guys, let's enjoy all this. But now Wednesday, let's get back to it. And usually you don't – not that you don't say that, but I think for John, I think he's realizing that – yeah, this is another step, another challenge that is before us. Sure, we got some momentum, but this first part of the season, if we can face a team like the Commanders, beat them at home, it establishes us even more so. And I don't think in the past it was necessarily dismissive of Washington, but it certainly didn't take on this level of like, yo, we cannot take this team for granted.
Totally. I think having a quarterback changes things, right? And I think Washington's defense the last 2 weeks has really performed well. Let's switch it to the Baltimore side of things. Harbaugh, I think, announced earlier this week that Dean Pease, who used to be D coordinator up there, has come back to serve in like a senior advisor role. Obviously, over the offseason, Baltimore lost a huge piece in Mike McDonald, who got the Seahawks head coaching job, and Anthony Weaver, who went to go take over, I think, the Dolphins DC job. Where is this Ravens defense? Typically, you can count on that like sunrise and sunset, but right now, especially against the pass, they're struggling.
You know, they're in a state of flux. I don't know if they've quite settled into what Zach Orr's vision of his stamp on what Ravens defense looks like. I think, you know, obviously historically it's hard nose, it's get after the quarterback, it's you cannot run the football on us, it's finish off fourth quarter games. I think that last statement, finish off fourth quarter games, the last few years, whether it been McDonald or even current day with Zach Orr, and even going back to Wink Martindale, I think they've had their issues with giving up fourth quarter leads, and that's been troubling. With that said, I believe Dean Pease can give Zach some wisdom and maybe something that he might not be seeing as far as, you know, the way in which he's calling or the way in which he's preparing for his, obviously in this particular case, the Commanders, but for all of his defensive opponents. When I look at, like, say, the secondary, for example, there have been about three or four miscommunication plays where you just flat out, like, scratch your head because this isn't a young group. This is a veteran group. And it just makes you wonder, like, you know, was it coaching or is it y'all? I mean, you know, you can blame coaching to a large degree in most cases, but when it's a veteran group and you see some of the breakdown of coverages, you kind of, that's where you kind of question it. And so I'm hoping that Dean Pease comes in. I'm hoping that, you know, he and Zach Orr can figure out what, as far as, you know, play calling and all that. But ultimately, the Marcus Williams of the world, the Marlon Humphreys of the world, the Brandon Stevens and the Kyle Hamiltons, I mean, they need to get their butt in gear as far as, you know, really being locked in and tuned in to how to play together, because, again, the Commanders are coming, and that's going to be quite a task ahead of them.
So when you flip it over to their offense, I know we talk about Lamar a lot, but bringing in Derrick Henry has been a big plus for this team, because I know they always run the ball very well. But having one guy that can really carry that load and take a lot of pressure off of Lamar, how important has that been?
B. Mitch, I'm telling you right now, bro, watching the game.
A damn defensive end running the ball like that.
Have you ever stood next to him, like in the presser or whatever?
Yeah, he and Eddie George, those two dudes, I'm like, that's too big to be a running back.
Yes, exactly. And it's so funny because, like, I thought Eddie George was a large man. Corey Dillon, you know, was a large man. But then, you know, you see Derrick Henry come up in there, and you legit think, like, nah, he's probably, you know, somebody's DN or maybe like a old school middle linebacker, but he's a running back. And I think for what he brings to the team and his, number one, his professionalism as far as taking care of himself and, you know, really just perfecting and wanting to be the best for himself and his craft. I think that really says a lot and really goes far within the locker room. So that's one. Number two, when Todd Monken was trying to figure out how to best use him, especially during training camp, watching him, you could just see where, you know, the wheels were turning. Okay, you know, we could use him in these different situations. And I think now you got a good pace, a good rhythm of both Lamar and what Derrick Henry brings to the table. Because the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, they were like, yo, priority number one is stopping Derrick Henry. But then that opened up everything else. And so when the Ravens did get into this back and forth scoring match and they were down by 10, Lamar had time to throw, and Lamar was picking apart the secondary because they were playing a lot of man to man. And I think as much as they take a lot of criticism, I think the receiving core, they do a great job of separating and getting open. So I think that's the Derrick Henry effect. And then you saw in the fourth quarter, when the game was on the line, or I should say in overtime, when the game was on the line, you know, you get a toss crack
sweep, and here's Derrick Henry going down the sideline, and he's looking fresh can be. I think they said his metric was like 21 miles an hour. And so you got a fourth gear, fifth gear type running back. You have a hot day, humid day. He wasn't really getting as many touches and production. But yet when you needed him the most, I mean, he's just explosive down the sideline. That says an awful lot. So Derrick Henry, I think, is such a huge welcome to what this offense needs to get to that proverbial next level, which we know isn't just making the playoffs or just being content with the home field or just the AFC Championship. It's what Lamar Jackson has been talking about, and that's going to the Super Bowl and winning it.
I mean, it shows what a program, organization they've built in Baltimore. Kadri, do you agree? Is it fair that really the only measure of success that matters for the Ravens at this point is another Lombardi and kind of for Lamar too?
Period. End of discussion. There is no regular season. Oh, wow, we have a really good team. Hey, winning record. All right. That's not what this is about. Lamar Jackson has been crystal clear from day one for himself, but I think also Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh, I think, you know, Steve Bisciotti, in his mind, he's like, look, I'm paying this dude. I want y'all to put people around him, which they have, and they've budgeted it for sure, but they've, you know, absolutely have a team that's built to go deep in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. And I think Steve Bisciotti, you know, wants nothing less than that. And I think Lamar Jackson is doing everything in his power to present that Lombardi to the people of Baltimore and the flock that is the Ravens Nation.
But the thing, I'll ask this question. Yes, the Ravens are the better team. They have the much more mature, and they have a lot more success over the years. But what is the concern, and what should they be worried about with the Commanders?
Well, I think one thing that makes Lamar Jackson so good at beating up on NFC opponents, I think he's only had one loss to 20 wins or something like that. It's the fact that you don't see a guy in the NFC the way Lamar Jackson does what he does. Well, now the Commanders got a guy. And I'm not saying he's Lamar, and I'm not saying Lamar is him. And I know both guys have come on record and they're like, hey, I'm my own guy. I get it. But there are some similarities, though. We got to go ahead and call it what it is. I think Cliff Kingsbury, I think he is, you know, really featuring from an RPO standpoint, from a play design standpoint, giving Daniels every opportunity to show his accuracy. But then there's also some really cool nifty runs that he's had. And that's what puts teams on edge, because you just don't know what to expect. And he's not doing it, you know, haphazardly. So with that said, I think for the Ravens, they're looking at defensively taking some of their own medicine that they've been doling out to other NFC teams. Now they are looking back at it. Do they face Lamar in preseason and all that? Yes, they do. Can they touch him? No, they cannot. But they do at least see what it looks like. But now this is, you know, well into the season, and so you got to have a good, strong recall of what your own quarterback that you go against in training camp looks like for this young man that you're about to face come Sunday.
It's going to be fun. What do you think that atmosphere will be like in Baltimore?
You know, I don't know, because I think our fan base, I mean, we're excited, period, for what we got, but I don't know if we really – I think the tables have turned a little bit. I think you guys are kind of like the younger brother. What? I said it? Oh! So I think it's kind of like, yeah, we're, you know, yes, Commanders. All right, cool, yeah. Okay. You know, you're an NFC team. You know, you guys are standing in the way.
we're going to be loud. We're going to be, you know, vocal. We're going to be hyped for our team. But I don't know if it's the same energy. And I could be wrong, but I just feel, or it feels like there's a different vibe when it's an AFC team that you know you're trying to jockey for position. In other words, that Bills game, woo! I mean, that was electric. That was loud. Some of the guys were even saying that felt like an AFC championship type of a game, just the energy of the crowd. Of course, 87-yard opening play, touchdown with Derrick Henry scooting down the sideline. I mean, that sets the tone. However, my point is that with the Commanders, meh, we'll see.
Interesting.
Well, you know what? Tell these people about them damn ticket prices. It's not that exciting. Lord, these damn ticket prices. The prices are like it's a damn Super Bowl.
It's pricey.
So somebody think it's a damn exciting game.
No, it's gonna be something, but I'm just saying when you got the standard that is so high, I mean, you guys are up and coming. It's going to be entertaining is my thing. Now, in the building, I'm sure they're like, we ain't taking nothing for granted. Let's go out and do what we do. But at the same time, fan base, a little bit different.
All right.
Hey, Kadri, thank you for making time for us, man. I appreciate you, buddy.
Always, fellas. Always. Appreciate you having me on.
Take care, man.
See you on Sunday. Kadri Ismail, give him a follow at I am Kadri Ismail. That is Q-A-D-R-Y-I-S-M-A-L. Kadri's one of the funniest dudes.
He is.
It's like on air, he's really good, but you get talking off air, it's a lot of fun. Nobody go anywhere. Bleep you Thursday at noon.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Bitch, looking up Kadri Ismail's stats to play.
Yeah.
I remember one of the first football players I really remember like hearing and knowing about was Rocket at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Rocket Fly, dog.
Yeah, I mean, he was something, man.
That's a cool dude right there. I'm going to have to call Rocket.
Yeah, let's get Rocket on the show. Yeah. All right. I mentioned a little earlier there was some stuff that players sent to me yesterday that are said maybe more in a group setting than necessarily to me, but that stood out to me. And Nick Allegretti has been really good for this team. Mm-hmm. And he missed practice yesterday. B-Rob missed practice yesterday. I think we're going to get to the portion of the schedule where guys are just going to miss Wednesdays. And if they're nursing something, they just ain't going to go on Wednesday.
Yeah.
The fact that both played on Sunday is far more important.
Especially in this day and age, we got to stop being concerned on the Wednesday.
Yeah. Unless it's something new or something pops up. Like there will be times for concern, but I think right now with B-Rob and Allegretti specifically – is not. I do wonder what's going on with Clelin Ferrell, and I do wonder if they should have used an IR spot. But I think the extreme nuance and consternation over roster spots in the new era of expanded practice squads and Saturday night elevations is far less relevant. Like if you go to 2017 or when you were playing B or whatever, like when you only had 47, you couldn't make any changes, that stuff really mattered.
Uh-huh.
Now it's a lot more flexible. But Nick Allegretti, he's been through it, dude. Now, he never really had like a firm starting role in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. He bounced around. He was a pretty versatile player for them. Different guard spots. KC also had a really good O-line for a big stretch. But he was in Kansas City for 5 seasons. Mm-hmm. He won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He was there for the Bengals games and the Ravens games. Yo, the 13-second game we just talked about, he was there.
Know what I liken it to? Remember the Hawks back in 91?
Sure.
Okay, you had Jake, you had Lachey and Grimm and Bostic and, you know. But you also had Slarette. You had Riley McKenzie.
Rallo.
You had Ray Brown. Okay, Ralph Tamm. All those guys went to other teams and became starters and played extended periods of time. Sometimes you're on a team where the guy in front of you is just that damn good where he thought like I thought. If I don't let you do my job, you can't take my job, right?
Right.
So he sat behind him. And people would look at it, well, he couldn't get on the field. Well, the guy in front of him was damn good. Then he finally gets a chance. He has sat there and he got that experience of being around those guys. He practiced with them every day. He saw what made them work. I'm telling you, when he hit Myles Garrett the other day, I'm like, now that's how I like to see offensive lineman play. He was blocking on the center, and he came off. And he hit him, and he wiped him off of the tackle completely. Back on it, knocked him on his back. So, you know, I just think that sometimes it can be kind of understated where a guy could be so damn good, but still the guy in front of you is that good, you don't get a chance to play.
Nick Allegretti understands big games. He's got mm-hmm. 3 Super Bowl rings. He was asked about Washington. This is the Commander's starting left guard asked about
Baltimore, Washington. I know you want to say it's just any other game, but kind of explain that big game mentality because you've been a part of many and what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, every week you got to keep it within itself, keep that game at the focus. But, you know, there's a different feeling with different teams. The biggest thing is just not trying to do anything different. We've created a good culture, a good system of, you know, how we've been able to achieve some success early. And you don't have to do anything different. You know, protect the football, like we always talk about, play with better effort than the other team, have fun playing football. And then, you know, it's going to be one of those games. Hopefully it comes down to, you know, last series, who has the ball. You know, if the defense has to step up to win the game, if the offense has a chance to go win the game. They have a great environment up in Baltimore. You know, pretty much every time I've been there, they bring out some legend. And it's one of those things, the crowd gets hyped, their team gets hyped, but like, you bring out Ray Lewis, it's like, I'm not playing against Ray Lewis, so I can get hyped too. I can watch him do his entrance. So they have a great atmosphere. I'm excited for that.
I love that.
I just thought he's so good. But, dude.
What he's talking about is what Dan said yesterday. They were asking the question. He said, hold on, they're not playing against each other. Talking about
Lamar and Jaden.
Yeah. So, as Allegretti said, I get hyped when Ray come out.
because he's not coming out on the field.
Well, I also think it's what I keep saying is I don't know how Washington's going to slow down Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. A lot of teams really struggle in doing so. Mm-hmm. But so far, most teams have struggled in slowing down Jaden Daniels and Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson and Terry McLaurin.
See, that's the thing about like when we talk about complimentary football. If this offense continues to work like they've been doing, that's a big plus for our defense. Because they've been going on 6-, 7-, 8-minute drives. If you go on a 6-, 7-, 8-minute drive, now you put pressure on the other side. And that's also what Baltimore has been able to do. But if you're doing 6-, 7-, 8-minute drives, you're taking away possessions from the other side. If you finish it with a touchdown, you put even more pressure on them. So the offense has to just go do what they do, and the defense have to play like they can play. Now, if the defense can begin to do like they've been doing, offense, like the other teams come down and score a touchdown. We go down and score a touchdown. Then we hold them to a field goal. We get a touchdown. You change the game right there. You change the way you call the game as an offensive coach, as a defensive coach. So we can't, like, try to stop, but I think we could try and limit. Because they give – I mean, Lamar gives you chances now.
There's going to be some ball. Like, they keep saying how they want to create turnovers, get to the ball. I imagine there's going to be some chances.
Yes.
I mean, even in that Bengals game last week, there were two balls on the ground that Lamar's strong enough and savvy enough to pick up and make plays. But, like, ball ain't always going to bounce your way. So and nope. Sometimes it's puck luck where that thing goes.
Totally.
The plan is we should hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt any minute. You better not go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're in Ashburn at Commanders Park getting ready for Commanders Ravens and Commanders defense coordinator Joe Witt at the podium now taking questions, talking to Lamar and Derrick Henry.
If he's 220, if he's 210, he's still Lamar Jackson. He can move and do those things, so I don't think it really matters. He's a difficult cover.
What makes this offense so difficult, particularly in the run game?
Well, it starts with, you know, Todd Monken. I was with him in Cleveland in 2019. Extremely smart guy. They have a mobile quarterback that can beat you with his arm and his legs. They have a big running back downhill that's faster than you think. And then they have a smaller running back that runs with more power than you think. So they, you know, 43 and 22, both of them are really good players. The offensive line's big, but they can get on people. And so they're a good, and they know what they're doing. They know how to scheme it up. They do a nice job.
How do you stop a guy like Derrick Henry? And do you approach him differently than you do any other back, given his size and speed?
I mean, you're not necessarily approaching him when you're approaching the offense. Okay, you got to be in your gap. You have to be able to defeat blocks. Send them where you want them to send them, and in that standpoint. From a tackling standpoint, you know, you talk about, and it's every week, it's not just with Derek, you have a tackling plan for every back that you have, and you try to stick to the plan. And so we have our tackling plan for him, just like we had it last week, and that doesn't change.
Hey, Coach, when you look at the missed opportunity, Quan Martin dropping that interception last weekend, like, from a coaching perspective, like how do you get him to next time that opportunity arises, you complete the play?
Yeah, that, you know, and it was really a clinic take on how he broke on it. But we have to do a better job. I have to do a better job of just drilling it. We're not touching the ball. I think it's been 5 games and we haven't had an interception. I don't know if in my whole career we've been 5 games and not had an interception. So apparently I'm not doing a good enough job of exposing these guys to enough ball drills and understanding to, you know, different type of throws, different type of anticipation of where the ball goes. So we'll drill it more. We'll get creative with it. But we have to produce the ball more.
And then Lamar, the few sacks he has taken this year, only one of them has come post-second hitch. When a quarterback and an offensive line are working that much in sync together, how much of a challenge is that to your pass rush?
Well, it's a challenge because, you know, a lot of people, especially with Lamar, you don't want him to escape over the top or in the B gap. So you try to balance the rush, and a lot of people try to cage him. And so that gives him the opportunity to escape inside. And he's so fast. So I can't necessarily say how we're going to fill the voids, but we do have a plan, and hopefully next time we talk, it was a plan that worked. I'll tell you if it did or not.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
You talked about all the things that you're seeing improving on this defense overall, tackling leverages, different items. But when you look at the defensive line, and when you look at this team as a whole defensively, 4 sacks 1 week, 7 this past week, what do you like about what you're seeing in the last 2 weeks from the defensive front?
Well, like I talked about some last week, they're rushing as a unit, and you really saw it come to life this week. You know, there's nobody, you know, getting out of their gap or coming inside just because I think I can win inside when we have a blitzer coming there. They're rushing as a unit. We use Frankie Louvu in some different spots, and so he's really part of that rush unit, and how active he is, that brought it to life as well. But the main thing is that they're not being selfish. And they're saying, hey, if we rush as a unit, the sacks will come to us. You know, you might get a sack flush to you just by being in the proper spot. So that's what I've been most pleased with when it comes to the rush unit.
You mentioned coaching with Todd Monken. Obviously, it was 5 years ago or so. But Do you feel like you have a pretty good feel for kind of what he likes to do on offense, just kind of going against him day to day in practices and whatnot?
Yeah, but, you know, back then, Freddie, he called it. So it was a little bit different. But you know, a lot of respect for Todd. He's very creative. He's very smart. So, you know, I have a sense of what he's going to do. Now, can we stop it? That's what we'll see on Sunday. I think we can.
And then what kind of growth have you seen from Mikey Sainter still from when he started to through today?
Mikey, you know, we've moved him inside and out. Last two games he's played outside. And we put him to the field the last two games, and he's getting more comfortable there. He can play with vision. He played a lot more physical. He's covering well. So right now that's where we need him to be. And so he's going to find a home back inside at some point. But from where the defense is right now, we need him to the field.
Big picture, did you see him working on the outside, or did you think that was something that was kind of in his bag, his abilities?
Yeah, we knew he can play both inside and outside. You know, ideally, you know, we started him playing at the star position, but, you know, we play guys, like I told you, each week we change up for what we need to do to win that particular game. And so that's what we've been doing.
With regards to Noah, he's obviously been a big part of what you guys are doing in the secondary. Didn't play much last year with you guys. You obviously had a lot of talented cornerbacks there. Is it something about his game evolved or changed, or has he improved in some ways since you had him last year?
You know, we got him late last year when we were in Dallas, and you know, with the trade, when we traded Fat for him, and we had, you know, a number of guys that were just ahead of him, and with him coming in there late, he came in here at the same time with everybody else, and he was able to put his performance out there, and he's earned the right to go out there and get the reps in the starting position that he's getting. So he just, when in Dallas, he came late, and he was behind the eight ball a little bit.
And I know you say each week you may rotate guys around depending on the matchup. Emmanuel didn't play much at all last game. How much of that was the matchup, or is he still kind of getting his way back in from missing some time?
That's same as the Mikey question, playing to the field. We're each week going to play the guys in a position that we feel best, that gives us a chance to win that particular game. And so you know, that's how I can answer all those questions of the number of reps that anybody's playing at any position. That's what we felt that was best for that week. Yeah.
Coach, I remember one of the first time you talked to us, you said the defense likes to offer a lot of attention. You want to do your thing. Do you even find this late in the season?
Oh, I'm not necessarily looking for any type of attention. I'm looking for better play, you know. Jaden, he's getting all the attention that he's getting because he's played outstanding, and that's what comes with it. And so the only thing I care about is winning football games, and I'm glad he's our quarterback. And so we're trending the right way the last couple of weeks, and it's gonna keep going that way for the defense. We're gonna start making a little bit more splash, getting this ball. The physicality is definitely there. But I don't care about being in darkness or light. I just care about winning. That's the only thing I really care about. I'm excited every time we step on the field. We're not using Baltimore or anybody as a necessarily a measuring stick. It's the next game. You know what I'm saying? So whenever we get out there on the field, we're excited because it's the next game, because anybody in this league can beat you. So you can't get high or low. We try to stay even keel, prepare for the next opponent. And that's the biggest game that we have because it's the next game. So it doesn't really change because there's a dynamic player in Lamar Jackson who we have a ton of respect for. But they had dynamic players last week with Cleveland that we had a ton of respect for. And the next week, you know, they'll have dynamic players that we're going to have a ton of respect for. So each week we're going to give it our best, and then we'll reload and do it again.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good one, okay?
That's Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt addressing the media there. B, I know you love his energy.
I love his energy because he's football only, you know, and I know some of the questions sometimes I ask for whatever reason there is, but he don't have no time for no BS. He's going to answer the question about the football, and that's it, and he's going to move forward. And you have to respect that because right now this team doesn't need anything else to try to derail it. All they needed to have is great coaching, as they've been getting, and people that are buying in, and they've been doing a great job with that.
He is also obviously frustrated that they don't have any picks this year.
Oh, yeah, because like you said, you know, the ball is life, and taking the ball is what he loves to do, and he hadn't done it yet, so.
We will hear from Cliff Kingsbury shortly. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.